Hello and welcome back to Birthday Skin. I am Amy.
I am Charles.
And we are also joined with Grace.
Hello.
Grace Hello. Day, the beauty editor at Beauty Bay.
Maybe we need to stop milking that. That's not our title to milk. I love it though.
Yeah, Grace, can you do the milking because it rhymes and we like it.
And they're like, this is Grace. She's like, hello, hello, I'm Grace. And we're like, Grace Day, whoa, Grace Day, whoa.
Thinking.
Lots, 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 Grace.
Yeah, sorry, we're really taking the class out of you, Grace. You'll get used to it, it's fine.
It'll be fine, it'll be fine. So for anyone who doesn't know, Grace, why have you not listened to the mini-sode where we introduce?
You are in trouble.
Yeah, you're not real fans, so whatever. But do you want to give us a little quick introduction as to why you're here?
Why?
Sorry, that sounded so mean.
Well, why are you
as to
here?
Why you're here with us. Tell us what you do.
Why are you gracing our presence?
Oh, my God.
Okay, sorry, I'm going to stop.
Grace.
Okay, so I'm here as the beauty editor at Beauty Bay, which is my job, like 9 to 5. I basically sit there trying products and writing lots of articles about them.
The dream.
Yeah, answering everyone's many questions about skincare and makeup.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of your, so you've worked at Beauty Bay, but you've had quite a lot of experience in skincare and general customer service throughout skincare before that, haven't you?
So I first got acne when I was in my teens, so that kind of started the ball rolling for me.
Yeah.
Because there obviously wasn't like blogs to turn to or like great products to find in like the tiny little boot store in my tiny little town.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of was just like reading anything and everything I could to cure my acne. Nothing really worked. And then I went to uni and was like, oh my God, I'm an adult and I still have acne. Adult is questionable because I was
looking
at uni.
Back.
But yeah, so then that was kind of the time when blogs were popping up. So I tried to find a good blog to help me cure my acne, and there wasn't really anything out there for acne prone skin, so I started my own blog. So that's kind of how I got doing what I do now, I suppose. And then I was studying history with a focus on beauty because I was just really interested in it and quite passionate about it. So I wrote my dissertation all about beauty, and then I went on to do a master's and again like focus all of that on the history of beauty.
What's the coolest fact, historical fact? I've really thrown that.
I know you've really.
But one of my faves is we've done an episode on colloidal silver, and one of the fun little nuggets of information was like in the Middle Ages or something. If they ingested colloidal silver enough because they didn't have antibiotics, they used that instead because it's such a good antimicrobial product that they would eat it, and then they would kind of over time become a little bit bluish and a bit green, like grey colour. And my little fun fact I found was that it was like where the term blue blood might have come from.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a really cool one.
Yeah.
It stemmed off the back of I thought that your blood was blue until you got caught and it
oxidized.
Mixed with the oxygen.
It's okay, yeah. She knows now.
I know, I'm wrong, yeah. Don't need to bring it up all the time.
I brought it up.
I feel like it needed some backstory.
Can't
get it out. I'm like backstory, yeah. That's what I'm after.
I mean, maybe come back to us on that one. I really did.
You really did throw a little spanner in the works there.
But yeah, so you have a lot of knowledge as a consumer as well as somebody that's kind of working in the beauty industry.
Yeah.
So, which is very different to me and Ames, because we are consumers that just kind of do the research and help other consumers, or at least try to every single week. But we thought a really nice way to kind of get the ball rolling with you being part of Birthday Skin would be to talk about our dream routines. So obviously you have a lot of kind of like a background in skincare, and we get gifted a few things now and again, and we obviously still love to go out and spend all of our expendable income in skincare shops. Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd run through our dream routines.
Mm. I think it helps quite nicely as well that in this little studio here, it's quite a variety, like a wide range of skincare concerns as well. So
yes.
Kind of gives, you know, dipping your toe in everything really.
So yep.
Quite nice.
Well, Ames, shall we go through yours first?
Oh, I don't want the spotlight. All right, so I have like quite combination oily dry skin. I don't even know what it is anymore, you know. I don't know. It's
just skin.
it's just on my face. I don't want to pay any more attention to it. But no, it's very weather dependent. It's very, very oily in the summer and extremely dry in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I say it's like combination oily dry. Yes.
Yeah. And sensitive. You are a sensitive gal.
How did I even forget that?
I have no idea.
Hugely sensitive.
I can't forget it.
sensitive. So we're going to start off. We've kind of done like a little, we've structured it in a routine, haven't we? So yeah. I'm going to start off with my cleanser. It's the Elemis Pro Collagen Cleansing Balm.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it.
Grace, this was also yours.
Mm. Yeah.
Have you ever seen
Why
that meme?
Why do you love it so much?
It's in the meme of like the two people and like they're just connected with like a wavelength and they're like, oh.
Yeah,
that's me and Grace.
When you found out
you're not included. But yeah, I just love it. I love the consistency of it. Like the texture is so nice. I love the way it feels on your skin. It smells insane.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's yellow as well. So it looks and reminds me of butter. Like,
yeah,
it just feels
it's
like
so buttery.
It's just so smooth. Oh, my God.
Oh, girls, come on, pitch it to me. Sell it to me.
I feel like it just melts. Because it's like a balm, isn't it, that you mix and it turns into an oil.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
It's just insane. It's just amazing.
I have to admit, I have smelt yours, and that sounds weird. And it does smell lovely, I must say.
I smelt yours. I don't use it. Like all the time because I'm scared of it running out because like it's not mega bucks but it's also like I kind of just want to savour it, like I want to put it in a little glass box and just keep it. I'm talking like it's £1 million, it's really not. I think it's like £45, isn't
it? Yeah, 45.
But it's, I just love it. Like it's like a treat for me when I use it. It's like when I'm feeling like really like, I'm like, right, get your shit together.
All I need is my Elemis Pro Cleansing Balm.
Get your Elemis like butter out and it'll be glorious.
It is like a spa in a jar.
Oh my god.
Great stay. It's today.
Spa in a jar. I love it. I absolutely love it. It's just beautiful. That's the only way I can describe it. And I feel like it's quite a big tub. You don't use that much. You do get quite a lot in it.
This is where we announced that Amy is in a relationship with this skincare product.
I am pregnant and it's with Elemis. Sorry, Cal. It's amazing.
So, I mean, you've sung the praises of your cleansing balm.
I have sung the praises, but right, I kind of want to be realistic with you guys as well.
Mm.
So, you know, I've got quite a lot of cleansers.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of cleansing, and I don't think I've ever admitted this to you, you must know it anyway, I'm quite lazy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. that's rude. So a lot of the time I will use, and I can never pronounce this either, micellar.
Micellar. Yeah. How do you pronounce, I say micellar.
Oh my God, now that I don't know how I say it.
Micellar.
Like I say it all the time. I think I say micellar.
Micellar.
Yeah, micellar.
I
think it's either.
I just don't know. Yeah. I don't, I'm so confused.
My
so much conflict. I just love that. Like I use that every single day.
Mm-hmm.
That's my go-to cleanser. But if we're talking about absolute dream routines.
Yeah.
Because it's just like,
well,
I love.
We are.
Well, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. That's why I put the Elemis balm in. But I just wanted to be realistic with all you guys. Like micellar water is my go-to.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be my dream routine. Because I'd like to think my dream routine would be like a lot bougier than that.
Yeah. Fair.
So onto my toner. I've gone for the Kiehl's Calendula Toner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of like loyal listeners will know how much I rave about the Calendula range. I just love it. I absolutely love it. It's just so soothing and calming, and I think that's the whole like calendula. I'm going to say.
Well,
I'm
that's the one with the petals, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got bottle. Actual calendula flower in it.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say I'm not going to go into the nitty-gritty. It's just, I don't know it.
I just like it.
I just really like it. I went into Kiehl's once. I've been a few times, and I was just sat there because I was bored. I was like, "Give me a routine," and like because of my skin type, they literally gave me so much of the calendula range. It's really good for like sensitive and dry skin.
Yeah.
It's just so soothing. I think that's the only way I can really describe it. Really,
oh.
Quite pricey for a toner though, which is sad. But again, talking about dream routines.
Yeah.
So that is my dream cleanser toner duo. We have got like serum, moisturiser, SPF mask, but I feel like I've listened to my voice too much now. So I want to hear from you guys. And let's go around in a circle and tell everybody our favourites.
Okay, fab. Grace, your go-to cleanser is the...
Also the Elemis Pro Collagen
Cleansing Balm.
Yeah, I love a cleansing balm. I think it's like the nicest way to remove your makeup because you're not just stripping everything off your skin. Like mm-hmm. you feel like you've put something back on.
It's
very
nourishing.
Mm. I do actually use micellar water as well.
Oh my God, we are so...
Oh my God, yeah. You too.
I remove
the micellar.
I feel
like I'm being ganged up on.
We're just the same.
Get out.
Yeah, so I normally use micellar to just get everything off my face mm-hmm. and then go in with the cleansing balm.
Yeah.
And I like to spend a lot of time massaging it in because I feel like it's got the right kind of consistency for massage. Mm-hmm. So I'll kind of just sit on the edge of my bath and be like,
oh, the dream.
It's really nice.
I'm going to do that tonight.
Yeah. Honestly, it levels it up. And then you don't just feel like you're like doing a chore. You're just, you know, you're enjoying
your
self-care routine.
Enjoying washing your face.
Exactly.
Dream toner, mm-hmm. Grace?
Dream toner would be the Freck cactus water. So it's actually a lactic acid toner, so it's an exfoliation kind of alternative to a scrub. But yeah, I just soak a cotton pad and I use it maybe 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah, I was going to say, with it being lactic acid, how often do you use it PM only?
Yeah, PM only.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't put anything like retinol or vitamin C on after it. Mm-hmm. I kind of just let it sit and do its thing and then later on I'll put my moisturiser on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's very gentle. So. Yeah. Like, I think it would be a nice one for you to try with your sensitivity because it doesn't sting at all.
Yeah.
It's not like a really strong glycolic or anything.
Yeah.
Really
I am in the market for an exfoliating toner because I just can't find one that works well for me.
Yeah.
God, it's such a sob story. I can't.
In the
sorry, I don't care about all of your dream routines. I just want to know what's good for me. But yeah, I'm going to listen to this episode back and put it on my list. It's dangerous having you here because I feel like I've already got 2 things that I really want to buy.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Well, I am actually the only person that doesn't have Elemis as their favourite cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
So my fave cleanser is the Dermalogica Pre-Cleanse Balm for step 1.
Oh, she's a bougie girl.
I am being a bougie girl. And the reason I like it so much is because it's kind of like the consistency of what I can imagine your Elemis cleansing balm is.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's a balm, but they give you this kind of really gentle little rubber finger, like a finger puppet type thing, so that you can massage in a little bit more. And that feels really nice. Like you were saying, you like to sit and massage. That feels amazing. And it's very much like, would not use it all the time, but if I'm going out and I've worn heavy makeup, I will use that to make sure everything's off. And then I will go in with the Niod Low Viscosity Cleansing Ester. I think it's literally just called LVCE, but that's the full name for it. Mm. And it reminds me of a micellar water because you literally just put it on, rub it around for a bit, and then give it a... Well, you can just wipe it on and off, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one you can do that with, but then it also has this really... It got a lot of negative reviews because when you use it, it's quite oily. And then when you wash it off, it's, you know, like water on a duck's back.
It just kind of
like slides off. It's a little bit like that. But then as soon as you like pat it dry with a towel, it leaves your skin dead soft and like supple and plumpy and nice. Yeah,
plumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it leaves like a film after it, doesn't it? But which people may not
I can
be
see why
aware
I
of
wasn't
that.
A fan of that one.
Yeah.
You're not. Mm. Yeah.
For
oilier
that reason.
Types. Yeah. 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 Mm. But I think as a dry gal, I absolutely love it. And I can take my mascara off with it at the same time, which is grand. In terms of a toner, I have gone for your hated product, Ames.
I don't hate it. You know, I did use it on my nose last night.
Oh, fair.
Nowhere else.
Yeah. The Glossier solution. I did 4 weeks of that makeup, didn't I? To test
right
Glossier
at the start
to the max. Yeah.
Your journey.
Yeah. And we did a before and after. And obviously, I wasn't wearing makeup anyway, so there was an improvement in my skin. But then I was using the solution and kind of carried on with that and then ran out of it and didn't rebuy it for whatever reason. And then I was like, oh, God, maybe I'll just try it again. And then as soon as I rebought it within like a month, my skin had completely cleared up. And then when I went to America, I couldn't take it with me because it was too big for hand luggage. And my skin just was a bit kind of out of touch with the weather being so cold. And I was really high up in mountains and stuff. But then it just didn't react very well at all to the planes. So as soon as I came home, I started using it again and bam, clear again. Like a few odd little spots that I normally get.
You do read reviews, don't you, on it that are absolutely insane. Like the amount of people that have called that they're like unsung hero.
Yeah. I feel like I want to bulk buy it so that I never run out.
Yeah.
Because that'll be really sad when they decide to discontinue or something. Yeah, that is
my favorite.
Have
you ever tried that?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
It's definitely stronger than the Frack one.
Yeah.
But yeah, when my skin goes through a really bad phase, I'd probably reach for that over the Frack one.
Yeah, and that's PM only. To be fair, you can use it every night, but I wouldn't advise it for someone that has really sensitive skin like you, Ames, because it is pretty potent.
Mm-hmm. Like when I first started using it before, I realised that it definitely wasn't for me. My skin was so smooth and like I wasn't using loads of it because obviously a little kind of goes a long way with it, doesn't it? But then it's only after a while I started getting like tiny little spots, and then I read up about it and I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be using it. But the effects that I did see, apart from the obvious reason why I stopped using it, like I was impressed with it.
Yeah.
It's just a shame that...
Yeah. It's a shame that he doesn't love you as much as you
love it. Had to break up with it. But like I say, I do some... If, like, my nose feels really congested, I know my problem area is my jaw and chin.
Yeah.
So that's where I don't use anything like that. Mm-hmm. But, like, if my nose feels congested or it's a bit like, oh, my pores look really disgusting, like, I will pat it on, like...
Yeah.
But I know where I can't go near with it.
Cause
it's just really sad, you know? I'm not quite over it yet. I'm not over it. So we're going on to like serums and oils next, aren't we?
So you're the oily gal.
I love an oil. Absolutely love an oil. So I split this up into day and night.
Mm-hmm.
I would say my day oil is the Heckel's pumpkin seed oil.
Mm.
I just love it. Like it's so rich in like fatty acids and I feel like it really does just give you so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just love it.
Yeah. Heckel's is absolute bae anyway.
And it's so affordable as well. It's great.
It's like £12.
Mm. It's one of them where like we were kindly gifted stuff by Heckles, weren't we? And I kind of put it in my basket and I was like, oh yeah, well, I'll give it a try. Like really excited, blah, blah, blah. Don't sound excited. I was excited.
Blah, blah, blah.
I was excited. And then like when it came, I was so like, oh my God, by all the other stuff we got, it just kind of went to the back of my shelf. And then I started using it and I was like, oh my God, why have I just not used this sooner?
Yeah.
I feel like it just really gives me the nicest glow and it doesn't make me feel congested or too... oily, like I feel like it sets in really, really nicely. I just really love it.
Teams up well with Halloween season, hey?
Mm-hmm. Pumpkin food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my night serum would be the Elemis Peptide 4 Recovery Cream.
Oh,
oil.
Hello.
My mum bought it me for Christmas. Have you ever tried
that
one?
Is that the one in the purple?
Yeah, it's like a purple gradient bottle. It's insane. The sad thing is, like, my mum bought it me for Christmas and I've never rebought it since, and I honestly question it every week. I think I need to buy it. I bought it for my sister for her birthday and it really hurt me to give it to her. So like, this should be mine.
Pain!
This should be. She didn't, you know, the worst thing is she didn't even get me a birthday present. So I got her one to be like, you're a bitch. And then she just took it and I was like...
I know it's your birthday and I should buy you presents, but this present is because you're a bitch.
I'm always like, yeah. Every time she does something, I'm like, still waiting for my birthday present. And then when I gave her, she was like, oh, thanks, my mum, like... proper got my back. She was like, you know, you never got Amy one. She was like, did I not? And I was like, don't act dumb. You know what you've done. You know you didn't get me one. So she said she's going to go in all in for Christmas, which...
Got my fingers crossed for you, babe.
I'm expecting one of them back. But no, I just... you know when you find a product, and because it's specifically like a night oil, so you put it on and you're like, blah, blah, blah. You wake up and you're like, oh my God, I've really noticed a difference with this.
Yeah,
it just
that.
Made me so glowy and I felt so... fresh. Like even if I've had like 2 minutes sleep, I felt my skin just looked
2 minutes
radiant.
Sleep and three bottles of wine.
I looked radiant.
It smells amazing.
It's
well.
Just so
it's really like you put it on and you think, right, yeah, I'm ready for bed now, because it's just got this really calming.
Ooh,
like
yeah,
I don't
it's
actually
lavender
know,
isn't it
yeah
isn't it?
I think it might be lavender, but yeah. You're just like, yeah, I need to get into bed
yeah.
whilst I'm feeling like zen and chill.
I could definitely use that on its own every night. Just literally just that. Like nothing underneath, nothing on top. I would recommend trying that. Especially like, it's weird because it's like, the texture of it is weird because it's a cream, but it's an oil.
Whoa. I tried something similar actually recently. It was the Neom Day Glow serum. And that was like a cream, but that was insane. That I'm going to purchase that. I got a tester of it. And I'm going to buy because I was glowy AF.
Yeah, that is my go-to night serum.
Mm-hmm. Your serums, Grace?
So I've only given one because I feel like I could either have given one or like...
700.
Yeah, exactly. So I've gone with the one that I probably recommend the most to people, which is the Ordinary Marine Hyaluronic.
Mm-hmm.
So I love hyaluronic acid. I think it's just worked wonders for my skin and for like anyone, like really can benefit any skin type, even if you think you've got normal, healthy skin, like you can still benefit from hyaluronic. The way it works is that it like draws moisture into your skin and then holds it in and prevents it from escaping. So it's really good for layering under other serums to get the most benefit out of them, because the little molecules like latch onto the molecules in the other serum and pull it into your skin. So I always see it as like a booster ingredient. So there's loads of hyaluronic serums out there that you can choose from, but the Marine Hyaluronics one is my favourite because it's not sticky at all. It's thin. It's got like a nice watery texture and it just goes straight in and you just feel like it's done something. It's
really good.
I love a product like that where you put it on and you're like, something's going good. Something's happening.
I always have one of them on the go and one in my cupboard for like the moment it runs out. I'd recommend that.
That is
everyone.
A true hero product. I think I've went for the Drunk Elephant C Firma vitamin C, didn't I? But then now you've just said The Ordinary, I use the amino acids. It's like a little booster and it feels like you're just putting water on your face. It feels really weird. But then as soon as you go onto your moisturiser, oh my God, the difference is absolutely insane. So it's for hydration. And we've done a few little bits on amino acids, haven't we? But I still get a bit confused by them. So maybe we'll do another one. But you just put it on after you tone it and it honestly just makes you feel that little bit more like I'm plumpy. I'm a plumpy girl.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, so I'm now finding it hard to choose between the two, but the C Firma is the Drunk Elephant one is divine. We both got sent that, didn't we? And oh my God, I felt like I used it and then I was using it way too much and I was going to be really sad when it ran out. And I used it as part of my holiday because it was under 100 mil. Ran out while I was there.
Oh no.
Heartbreaker. That's really heartbreaker. Sad. So now I just don't even have it at all until I repurchase.
So sad. But this is your dream routine. This is, you're bougie as hell. You've got all the money in the world to spend on skincare.
Actually, maybe
this is your dream.
Maybe it would be the yeah, because I've not actually bought the full sized Neom Day. I think it's called a Day Glow serum. And I literally got it as a tester after I went to a bougie gym class because they thought I was posh and deserved it. They were wrong. And yeah, I tried it thinking, oh, this will be okay. They're probably better at candles. And then I was like, whoa, hello. And I was super glowy, even then when I'd put on moisturiser and SPF and makeup.
Really enjoying it.
It was grand. Yeah.
Liking the sound of it.
Yeah. What's next?
Moisturisers. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you've listened to Grace's episode where we introduce her, you'll already know the answer to Grace's. But
and you should know the answer to it because you should be listening. I would probably say I don't rely on moisturisers much. I am more of an oily gal. Like, I just love an oil. I just love it. But if I was to pick a moisturiser, and me and you have gone for the same one, it probably would be Weleda Skin Food.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's such an all-rounder, isn't it?
Oh, have you tried it, Grace?
Yeah, I feel like that's very similar to the Embryolisse one that
it
I
is.
Going to talk about.
Yeah, the only difference I would say is that the Weleda is approximately 7,000 times harder to spread around your face.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, my God, why is it like that?
I feel like you need to have a really,
you have to really
spreadable base first.
Yeah, I have to stand there and like warm it up in my hands and then pat it around my face and then massage it in. It is a bit of a pain in the ass, to be fair. But
yeah, but it is fab, isn't it?
Yeah, an absolute
really
go-to. My only thing is in summer when we had those really hot weeks, it was a bit too thick. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to going into winter and being like, bam.
Yeah, like literally
stay on me.
10 layers of it on.
Yeah. I actually haven't, I think I did pick that, but recently I've been using the Heckles Borage Seed Oil. And that, I thought I'd give it a go because you said how much you enjoy using an oil. And I was like, maybe this isn't hydrating enough, but for some reason it's just grand and it makes me feel really nice and glowy and it's quite light, which I like at the minute.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you want to go for something light, I definitely wouldn't recommend Skin Food.
No.
It's literally like Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
But really nice.
Yeah. I mean, I would say the Weleda Skin Food Light is actually more like the Embryolisse one.
I think, yeah, if you were finding the Weleda one a bit too thick, then Embryolisse would be a good shout.
Yeah.
Because it's the same in that it's like a good all-rounder, like you can just use it day or night.
Yeah.
It's not like, it's not got SPF in it or anything, so you can just like slap it on whenever.
Yeah.
As thick as you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. What's loving next, it. Ames? SPF. My fave.
Yeah, it is SPF.
Oh my God.
We've also got the same for that. F. I feel like we're too we're too similar.
I just love SPF. It's the Anthelios XL Roche-Posay tinted, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I read that and I was like, how do I say that?
I went and bought Supergoop because everybody was like, oh my God, it's amazing, it's amazing. And then I was like, you know what, it is nice, but it's just not Anthelios XL.
I think the thing I like the most about it is it's tinted.
Yeah.
Like, I don't wear, in the day, I only ever wear concealer for coverage. So I feel like even though it's so thin, isn't it? It doesn't really give you any coverage, does it?
It just kind of balances. I feel like it gives you just an even coverage rather than...
Yeah. And I just look, and like some SPFs you find, if they are completely white, I've had it before where I get an SPF... And,
oh my God, do you remember?
Honestly.
I can't even remember the brand of the one, but you got sent it. And
I don't...
No.
I'm not going to say it.
No, because I have got other nice products, but my God, you were fuming.
It was like... white, which I was like, fair, a lot of sun cream is white. I've had a lot of SPFs that are white. I put it on and it wasn't blending in. And I was like, oh my God, I look like a ghost. Honestly,
that's the worst thing about SPF.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, why? So I think I know the La Roche-Posay is so reliable and it gives such a nice base, like for concealer or for if I was to put foundation. Like I went out the other night and used it as a primer.
Yeah. Yeah, I use it as a primer. Yeah.
And a little goes such a long way because it's so thin. Mm-hmm. It spreads really evenly. I really like it. I have to say,
we spoke about it a while ago and a lot of people went to try and find it and couldn't find the tinted version.
Mm.
And I think we might have been sent it ahead of it being released in the UK.
Right.
So it might be out now, but I'm not sure. And it's around £15, is it?
Yeah. I think
so
it is out now because I went to rebuy it online and I saw it.
Oh, it was there? Okay.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Don't take my word for it.
Yeah.
I'm unreliable.
Unlike the SPF.
Oh, yeah.
So, Grace, you've picked an SPF that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah,
I
so
the brand,
a
but...
lot of people don't know it exists because it doesn't actually have SPF in the name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's NIOD Survival 30, mm-hmm. and the 30 is basically a SPF 30.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I'm not sure why it doesn't actually say SPF. they do a 20 version and a 10 as well.
Okay.
But yeah, it's amazing because it's a serum rather than a cream. And my biggest peeve with SPFs is when they're like really thick, chalky creams and you can't massage them around your face or they leave big white streaks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It literally is just like a thick, creamy serum and it just melts into your skin. It's boosted with antioxidants as well. So it's kind of like got that reparative element as well as the protection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a good all rounder. And you can like mix it with your foundation as well because it's that kind of fluid texture.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's always sold out as well because I think people have cottoned on to how good it is.
Yeah.
Ooh. Is it expensive?
I think it's around like 30 or 40 mm-hmm. maybe.
I mean, the Supergoop is about... 30, I think it was $35 when I bought it. I mean, you can't get it in the UK, but Anthelios is a bit cheaper, but smaller.
Yeah, it is quite small.
That's my only pet peeve with it.
Mm.
And the last thing, gals.
Masks.
Masks.
Does anyone else want to kick off? Because I feel like my voice is just so repetitive in my head. I'm like, so my first thing is I feel really selfish. Grace, tell me your favourite mask.
Okay, so... I've got two because we were talking about this, weren't we? How there's so many masks for different purposes. So one that I always have on my shelf is the NIOD Flavanone Mud.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one that kind of comes into play when I get my period and my hormonal skin really flares up and I get that like cystic acne all along my jawline. And there's just like nothing will get rid of that apart from this mask. Mm. So sometimes I just put it on like over my jaw and it looks like I've got a weird like brown beard. But it's great. It literally like calms it down straight away. It's really anti-inflammatory, so it takes down the pain, the redness, the swelling of the blemishes, and it just draws all the like gunk out of your skin. So I do kind of break out quite a bit after using it, but I always see that as a good thing because I'm like, it's drawn it all out.
It's like a bit of a purge.
Yeah, it's definitely a purge mask. A lot of people do say, oh, it makes me break out afterwards, but It's supposed to.
So is it kind of, with you saying it's a mud, is it like a clay, does it dry?
So it is your like traditional drying clay mud mask. I think it's like four different types of clay and mud in there.
Oh, wow.
But it's not it's not one of those that leaves you feeling too tight afterwards, so it's quite a comfortable mask to wear.
Yeah. I don't know why I just tend to find mud masks, I just can't get on with them.
Really?
Yeah, I've tried a few now and I think I've just come to the conclusion that my skin is too dry for them and I just need to stay away from them.
I think people do overdo them because, you know, when you say mask, you instantly think of a mud mask, don't you? You don't ever think of, like, all the other types of masks there are. And I think people walk into a shop and they're like, oh, I want a mask, and they just automatically pick up a mud mask and don't really think about whether it's good for their skin or, like, how often they should use it or whatever.
Yeah, I think with, like, a mud mask as well, is obviously, you know, your traditional mask where it's like all over your forehead, leave your eyes, and it's literally everywhere else. With a mud mask, you don't need to do
exactly.
that.
Yeah, exactly. You can really just like target the areas that you do need it.
Yeah. I actually have picked a slightly different mask. As you were saying, people forget about the other types of masks. I went for this Skin Iceland cooling gels. Oh my God. I put them on, not really expecting much, and it was like a forehead, just literally one forehead one, which I've never seen before, under eye ones, and then like another one I've never seen before, like the nasolabial lines, you know, like your nose to your chin. Oh my God, I put them all on, and we've spoken before, like I don't ever really see much benefit from using any eye products, so I literally just look kind of sweaty after I've used them most of the time, so don't really incorporate them. But then I used these ones and I was like, oh my God, my skin is so much kind of plumpier. And my forehead, oh my God, it was like, I've never seen it so clear in my life. Mm. And then the nasolabial ones, I literally, you could not see them at all. And I feel like I have fairly prominent ones. Mm. I never really realised before I used them and they were absolutely insane. And I think they come as part of a bit of a kit. It is something we were gifted. But I'm pretty sure it comes in like a little pack where they're all in there, and I absolutely love them.
I've not tried them yet.
But the good thing is, any skin type can use them, so it's not like, oh, you need to use them if your skin is like this or like that. It's like a hydrating, cooling, soothing gel. It's grand. Mm. But then there's also the Allies of Skin Blemish Keeper that I just cannot live without.
Yeah, it's a great product.
I think either of those two would be actually. Yeah, no, I would like to be able to wear those masks every day before work so that I feel like I'm going in like a boss bitch, and then I can use the mask for my Allies of Skin at night.
Mm, wake up like a goddess. The gels.
Yeah. What's your mask, Ames?
I have two.
Oh.
So I have one for hydration and one for like if I'm feeling very congested and a bit oily. So the first one is it's from the Calendula range, where my favourite toner was. And it's the Kiehl's Calendula mask. It's more of a gel consistency. And again, it's got the calendula flowers, like the petals inside. And it's like, it's quite clear, but it's got like a yellowy tint to it. So like when you put it on, you just look really shiny. Mm-hmm. You can't really see it, but it's so soothing.
It smells insane.
It's just so refreshing. Mm-hmm. I feel like, so it's really good for hydration, and like I'll put it on, that'll be my go-to if like I'm feeling really like if my skin's really dry or if I've had a really bad day and I just need a tiny little pick me up, because it's really no effort at all to use. You just like slap it on, you leave it on for 5 to 10 minutes I think, and then you wipe it off. Mm-hmm. But it's just so nice. Like
I feel like that mask is the word divine. Mm. Like it is insanely refreshing. I feel like if you've been on a big gal's haul and you've just come back, that's exactly what you need to be putting all over your face. And
it's just so lightweight.
Lathering yourself in it.
Oh my God, I just love it. And because it's a gel as well, it's just really soothing and just really refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Absolutely love it. My second one for like the oily skin would be the Tropic Blemish Fighting Mask, which is pore reducing. I don't know, I want to sell it to you, but the way I'm going to sell it to you isn't very good, and it's not good for me because I hate holes, don't I?
Oh, as you know. God, yeah.
So I've got a little fear of holes.
Holes?
I don't like them.
Yeah.
Like crumpets and sponges.
Oh.
Not a fan. Like loads of small little holes together.
A group of small holes, as Amy's worst nightmare.
Are you scared of the new iPhone?
No. I'm not, you know.
Because I've heard people are scared of that.
Well,
are
my
they?
Friend texted me and she was like, do you like it? And I was like, well, I don't want to look at it. And then I saw it and I was like,
I'm kind of sensible with the fear because I'm like, if it's something I'm going to have to see every day, then I'm like, get a grip. But if it's something that I see now and then and it reminds me, I'm like, yeah. Like, I used to work in a bar, and I don't know why you would ever have done this, but if you have and you've got a box of straws straight down, I was like, bah! I kind of used to do it to like torture myself. I'd be like, bah, no, I don't want to see it. Anyway, back on topic. So this is a really, really strong pore reducing mask, and it's like a quite thick clay. You only need the tiniest bit. So I put it on my nose and my chin, and when it dries, oh my God,
you can see.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. I'll try and find you the picture afterwards because I put it on and I was like, la-di-da-di-da. I went to her after and I was like, I don't even want to look at myself. I'm disgusting.
But like, that's me every day, every morning without having a mask.
woe is me. But anyway, it was disgusting. But obviously did its job.
It's a great mask.
Really, really well. Like, my skin was so like soft after it, and it made me feel really good.
And it made me feel really good.
Gritted teeth.
It made me feel really nice. Just don't look at yourself when you put it on because
is it triphobia? Is that what it's called?
Triphobia, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say it.
You're triphobic.
Yeah. I once Googled it to see if it was spelt with an I or a Y and all the images came up and I was like, why have I done that?
Oh, God.
Why?
Rookie error.
I know. But those are my two. I also really, really like, for like a pore reducing mask, the Kiehl's. Can't think of the name. It's the clay mask.
Oh, the mud cleansing deep pore.
Yeah, that one. That's really nice because it's a lot thinner than your average clay mask. It's very lightweight, but still does the job.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid that Tropic just goes that little step up. It's kind of like...
just works that little bit harder.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, they're my two masks. Did you say you had a second?
Yeah.
Before
you
were rudely interrupted.
Oh, yeah, so...
Oh, shit. Yeah, sorry.
I think it was because we went on to the point of, like, there being another type of mask.
Yeah.
Thanks, Grace. Thanks.
But, yeah, it is also another type of mask. It sounds a little bit like the Kiehl's one that you're talking about, the Peter Thomas Roth Cucumber. I think it's Detox Cooling Gel.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just exactly what you imagine it to be, like, a really sort of a clear gel, very cooling, very refreshing. If you keep it in the fridge and then put it on, it, like... boosts it, and it's just great if your skin is a bit like hungover or dehydrated and you just feel like you need to give it a big like drink of water. And you could sleep in it as well. It's because there's nothing, it's just cucumber, so it's just water, isn't it? But yeah, I love that one.
The dream. That could have, I could have done with that yesterday.
Yeah,
a few too many wines on Friday night, needed a face mask. Should have done that. Why did I not think to do that? I'm a terrible human being. The Aesop Blue Chamomile mask. Oh,
wow.
God.
Surprised.
The more I think,
you've not
I love
mentioned
that.
This.
The hydrating mask. I could literally go on all day and just keep thinking of them, but that Aesop one is an absolute dream. It smells weird, though. Very weird.
It is really lovely, though.
Well, I think we've kind of come to the end of our dream routines.
I realised when you were talking that we didn't include eye cream, and you were the one that put down the steps, didn't you? And I know you don't use an eye cream.
Yeah.
But just off the back of it.
Little Miss Creamy Avocado over here.
Mm-hmm. Grace, do you use an eye cream or do you not? I know Charlie's not. Right, Grace, it's just me and you.
Yeah, I do just because I think it's a good preventative measure. Like, I don't really feel like I've got any major issues at the moment, but I like to hope that by putting it on every day, twice a day, I will prevent myself from getting any
big
issues later. Wish I was that persistent with it. I'm just like, I look unwell. When I put it on, when I use anything, it just doesn't sink in very well. And it just leaves me looking like I've...
Have you been using, like, creams?
Yeah.
Try, like, serums.
Yeah, that's a
shout. I much prefer an eye serum to an eye cream because creams can actually cause more puffiness.
Ah, so, interesting.
Yeah. I do love an eye cream.
I'll find a serum.
I got my boyfriend onto eye creams. Like, I literally buy him loads of skincare stuff, not like on a whim, like for Christmas and stuff, because I'm like, I want to mould you the way I like you. I want you to be glowy. So I bought him an eye cream and I bought him a specific one and he was like, yeah, fine, great. And it was a cream. And then I bought him another one to target target more dark circles rather than just a hydrate.
Yeah.
And it was a serum, I think. And he was like, that eye cream you got me, why is it different? And I was like, why? Are you seeing a difference? He was like, well, nobody's told me I look like I have a black eye in ages.
Oh. What, people used to tell him that he looked like he used black to have eyes?
Such dark
circles.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah, I know.
Cal, Jesus. Yeah, like a little panda.
No, I know. But, yeah, I love an eye cream. And I think that just kind of sums it up in one for me. A guy who just doesn't give a shit about skincare was like, I really like the eye cream. I was like,
I'm so proud of you.
But yeah, I do love an eye cream. My favourite is the Kiehl's Creamy Avocado. Just can't get enough of it.
Oh yeah, that's Kylie Jenner's favourite.
Is it? Oh my God, me and Kylie Jenner are basically the same.
Oh my God, I heard that. Somebody said that Kylie Jenner reminds them of you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my, I don't think I want to be reminded of Kylie Jenner. I'd like to think... I don't know, I don't want to say anything without offending anybody.
Have you tried Kylie Skin Grace?
No.
Neither have we.
No.
I don't know if I'd want to.
I think I'm being a snob, but I don't want to try it. Yeah.
I've seen a few good reviews, like people being like, it's not what you think it is, but then I'm like...
But it is.
It looks so expensive for what it is.
It's like a really horrible scrub and a pack of face wipes, and I'm just not... I'm not sure.
No. We have to admit, we are not face wipe fans, are we?
Oh, absolutely not, yeah.
Bad for the environment, bad for your skin, chuck them in the bin. Oh my God, I'm gonna walk out of the studio as an actual poet.
It's all right, but you know what?
I'm Rupi Kaur.
It's the capacity in your brain when you push essentially to the back. This is what can happen.
Oh my God, look.
You can...
I don't think I've said it once.
You haven't.
I'm proud. Grace, if I say the word essentially, you have to do a shot of water, which we figured out is probably a good thing because you will be hydrated.
Okay, please say
essentially.
Oh, no, God, don't. Honestly.
Da-da!
My friend who listens the other day, I've said this three times, but just give you some context. She was like, you know, there's a word Charlie says all the time in the podcast. I was like, what? She was like, essentially. And I was like, oh, my God, she does. And we recorded two episodes before, and I was like, right, you can't say it. Every single time she said it.
She just can't
help herself.
I just can't help myself. God, essentially.
It is one of those words that you can just latch onto the side every single sentence.
It makes you sound so posh.
I tell you what, if you listen out for the way that people say like, people say it
about four
or five times in a sentence.
Me too.
All of the time. And Americans pick up on the fact that we say it.
I'm like a proper all the time.
Yeah,
you'll notice.
I delete them all the time, it's fine.
Rude. Just let me be authentic.
Well, gals, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, I think we've gone off on a bit of a tangent there.
Yeah. Thanks for dropping by, Grace.
Thanks for having me.
And
thank you.
As we said before, drop any questions to us or to Grace on Insta. It's the @thatgracegal.
Yep.
Is it gal or girl?
Girl.
Girl.
Yeah.
I think I say girl too much. Yeah. I need to stop. That's another bad one. Oh, God. Essentially gals.
So essentially gal.
Right, well, I will see you next week.
Mm-hmm.
Au revoir.
See you then. Goodbye.
Bye.